food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Until recently, cholesterol has been considered the bad guy. It's been blamed for causing heart disease. Don't eat it. That's what doctors and just about everybody else has been saying. But there is one person who stood alone and said not so, and that would be our guest, Dr. Johnny Bowden, to explain his position and why he wrote the controversial bestseller, The Great Cholesterol Myth, Why Lowering Your Cholesterol Won't Prevent Heart Disease, and in fact, Statin-Free Plan Will. He has had spoken out loudly and clearly, and now people are beginning to listen. Dr. Johnny, we are so glad to have you with us today. Clear up this
cholesterol
mess.
Hi, how are you?
I am just fine, and what a mess it has been. Why did cholesterol get such a bad rap about heart
disease? Oh, it's a long story. I guess it goes back to the 50s and 60s, and there was a very prominent physiologist named Ansel Keys who had a theory that the reason we were seeing so much heart disease was because we were eating so much cholesterol and saturated fat. And he proceeded to, put some data in front of the World Health Organization that showed that there was a relationship between how much saturated fat and cholesterol you ate and how much heart disease you had. And it turned out that he only picked the six countries that had that relationship, and he left out the other 16 countries that didn't. And he was very forceful, and America was looking for some dietary guidance. We didn't have a food pyramid. We didn't really have any plan for what was healthy eating. The government hadn't given us any guidance. There was a committee under Nixon called the McGovern Select Committee on Human Nutrition, and they were trying to wipe out poverty and malnutrition in America, and they were being pressured to give some guidelines. And here was Ansel Keys saying, "I've got the secret. I've got the secret. I know it. Saturated fat. Saturated fat and cholesterol." And he was very persuasive. And eventually got his ideas accepted through the American Heart Association and some of the other organizations. It's now coming out, and you may have seen headlines just last year, that all of these low-fat guidelines that were based on Ansel Keys' theories were done without any backing science. And now that we go back and look at the actual data and the actual studies that were done all this time, it is very, very, very poor correlation between eating fat and cholesterol and heart disease. And we're now finding out through massive amount of research in the last decade or two that cholesterol is a lousy predictor of heart disease. Half the people who are admitted to hospitals with cardiovascular problems have perfectly normal cholesterol. We just had two in the last 5 years, two major mega analyses in which they meta-analysis when they look at all the studies done and they combine all the data and they say, okay, what have we learned? And two major meta-analyses have looked at saturated fat and heart disease and found no correlation.
Wow.
So, you know, we've just been misled about the dangers of cholesterol. And what happened is now normally if there's a theory and it doesn't really pan out in any other area and there's not a lot of money involved, you kind of move on and you look for another theory. But what happened is once Ansel Keys' views got accepted by the American Heart Association, then the drug manufacturer said, okay, we've got a target now, cholesterol. Now we've got a $31 billion a year business in lowering cholesterol. Now, this is trying to turn this whole edifice around is like trying to turn the Queen Mary around in a lake. You know, I mean, you've got a massive establishment devoted to lowering cholesterol and convincing the American people that the way to take care of heart disease is to manage your cholesterol. And it's just not true.
It's just unbelievable that we would have this this length of time for people to be so misled, and the lives were sacrificed, I think, for this. I mean, people were not caring for their hearts properly. They're giving the wrong information, put on drugs, and I'll bet that it's cost their lives in some cases.
Yes, and it's important to understand this isn't some big conspiracy theory. It's not like every doctor that you go to is a bad guy. They, you know, just open the papers and read what they're going through. They have no time to spend with patients. They have no time to read journals. They are people are looking over their shoulders for every single bit of evidence-based medicine. Did you do this? Are you? Can you be sued? Did you do the procedures? So they're caught between a rock and a hard place, and they basically do what the drug reps who come to their office and make it easier for them and show them very wonderful, colorful charts and what their drugs do and stuff. They get their information. They're harried. They have very little time. And they get their information the same way we do, by watching CNN and by having drug reps come to their office and tell them the latest whatever. Ugh. And, you know, they don't know this stuff. They're doing the best they can. They honestly believe that, you know, lowering cholesterol, if you go to your doctor and say, oh, I heard this guy on the radio and he wrote this book, and then they're going, oh, nonsense, nonsense. Look, the drug companies have studies. Look, they have this. And, you know, only when you really dig down and look at that research and how shoddy it is and how clearly biased it is, do you see that. But no one, none of these guys have time to do that. And they're kind of, you know, they've been nurtured by the pharmaceutical industry from the day they entered medical school, with free lunches and prescription pads and samples, and it's a very much a part of their culture. And so they don't really look for alternative explanations because they think they've got the explanation. And when we know from the history of medicine, from time and time again, that when someone comes in with a kind of revolutionary, paradigm-changing view that says something different than what they've been taught and what they've been practicing, they are one of the most resistant professions in the world. And yeah, they just tend to, I mean, there's case after case after case of this that we could point to, where someone made a really remarkable discovery and was completely laughed out of conferences and disrespected and demoted with their funding and all kinds of them. I'm thinking of the Kilmer McCulley case at Harvard when he discovered homocysteine, and he was practically banished because he said, you know, this stuff predicts, this is more important than cholesterol. And he was literally laughed out of conferences, moved into the basement, had his funding for his graduate fellows revoked, and eventually, 25 years later, was reinstated at Harvard and vindicated. But the path of people who say, what you're doing is crazy and wrong, is not, it doesn't always end well.
Wow. You know, that's so powerful, such powerful words, Dr. Johnny. I, myself being a registered dietitian, I was part of that group that bought into the whole idea, and I was trained to give out those low-fat diets, you know, from the very first days in my internship. I remember going through them. And now, in my own profession, I see a change, and I understand that cardiologists are starting to listen as well, and they're starting to change. Do you attribute that to just years and years of research amounting against this theory of low fat, or what do you think made this huge shift, and how are doctors now viewing this new information?
Well, let me just back up 1 second and say I too, like you, bought this whole package. I started my career in health in 1990. I started as a personal trainer at Equinox Fitness Clubs, and I preached the low fat diet. I put clients on the low fat diet. I sent my egg white omelets back if there was a drop of yolk on the plate because I was so sure I was going to get heart disease. I bought it also. So, I, you know, it was a long time coming to unravel this and kind of go, wait a minute, the emperor is not only naked, he's also lying. But, that, you know, I too believed all this stuff. We all did, and we were doing the best we could with the information that we had. But, and you're asking how are they dealing with it. Now, look, let me put it this way. I go to a lot of conferences, and I see the same couple hundred doctors who are at these nutritional medicine conferences listening to this information, absorbing this information, expanding their practice, expanding their horizons, thinking out of the box. But it's the same 200 or 300 doctors. There's 800,000 doctors in America. Wow. 200 of them are going to nutritional medicine conferences. So do the math. It's a very slow process. Very, very slow.
Well, but,
I get letters,
you know,
from people. I get letters from doctors who say, thank you for writing Living Low Carb. It changed the way I practice. Thank you for those references. Thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you for writing the great cholesterol myth. But we also get hate mail. These guys are cracks. How could they? What are they talking about? Cholesterol causes heart disease. Statins save lives. And they just, it's like talking to the Republicans and the Democrats.
Well, Dr. Johnny, we're going to join the crowd and say thank you for everything you do and keep on helping us dismiss all this this great cholesterol myth. To look for more, look for JohnnyBowden.com and listen to us on Radio MD. Stay well.